taxing? Is it on a team and an offense to move to go two time zones away, or have you guys kind of got it figured out by leaving the day early and
that way? It is taxing. I think we have a good, you know, we did a lot in independence in our independent time, so we have a pretty good plan for it. Didn't play well last year when we went two time zones away, so we have to do better than that. But I think we have a good plan, and I expect us to play well.
Is it more psychological or physical in your mind with that?
I don't think it's psychological necessarily, but it is. It just throws off your normal routine a little bit, so you have to make some adaptations, you know, with practice and travel on Thursday. It's just a little bit inconvenient, that's all, but I think we have a good plan for it.
Was last Saturday the healthiest you've seen LJ this season?
Yeah, LJ's 100%, and that's the guy we know and love. You know, we've been missing that, and thought he played very well, and expect more of that. Yeah.
Hinkley's healthy too.
He is.
What's the latest on Sione Aimoa?
Hinkley played really well in the game as well. He is a really good blocker and had an explosive play on that option play, and he's really reliable too. Sione, we're expecting him to play this week as well, so yeah, excited to have him back.
Not a lot to nitpick about when you score 38 points, but what would you like to see cleaned up maybe with the offense?
Well, the turnovers in the first half, you know, two of them I can do better for the team. You know, the Hail Mary, we're probably too far away to try a Hail Mary right there. You know, if it's to win the game, it's probably worth it. But right before the half, there's probably more bad than good that can happen right there, and I probably should have just ran the ball and gone into the half, you know. And then put Folau in a tough spot too on one of those turnovers. They played a different defense than what we expected, and we probably should have had a way to check out of that play for Folau. But, you know, we did a lot of good things, though. But that's the main thing, is taking better care of the football this week is going to be really important.
What makes Jake so special in the two-minute scenario?
He's just I don't know what it is. He's got a good feel for the game. He's a really gutsy guy. He doesn't shy away from that moment. He thrives in it. And he had a great two-minute drill against Oklahoma State last year to get us to overtime. And this year he was able to finish the deal. But, he has a good knack for it.
When you brought in Jake in the winter of last year, did you envision him being kind of the face of a program type, a QB1 of this program in the Big 12?
Well, I've believed in him all along. But I also knew we were going to go through a process of development, you know, just like we did with Zach, just like we did with Jaron. And we're still in that process. You know, he made a few mistakes in the game the other night that were sort of youthful, I would say, you know, just things that he's going to learn from. But I've always believed in him, and he's a very good thrower. I mean, he can make plays, and I think we'll see him just keep getting a little bit better each week.
Was that rushing performance what you've been hoping for from your O-line and
running
backs?
Yeah, that felt like that felt like the days of when we were running this offense the way it's supposed to be run. Yeah, we were thought the offensive line was physical. LJ was running. We were in rhythm. The run game sets up our play action pass and vice versa. And you know, we need to keep taking strides. We're getting better, but we're nowhere near where we want to be yet in the run game.
What's your approach to using Reiner in this offense? I know we've seen early.
We're trying to get him more involved. The hard part is just he's a freshman, and there's a lot to there's just a lot to all these defenses we're playing against are pretty complex, and so we're trying to find a way to have a few more plays for him each week, both run and pass, and but that is a priority. He's a good player.
Has Bruce cemented himself as the starter at center until Connor comes back?
He's the starter. I don't know how to answer that. He's starting right now because we're just not.
Marcassini work his way back.
I mean, he got the job out of necessity, and then he's done a really good job. So we feel really comfortable with him there, and we're still bringing Sonny back. And so we'll have some options. I don't know exactly what we're going to do yet, but we have a lot of confidence in Bruce. And Sonny was playing great before he got hurt too. So look forward to getting all those guys back. We can't wait to get Connor back too.
Jake told a story about how when you were recruiting him at Riverside, how he told his receivers that the BYU was showing up, and like 20 receivers showed up. Do you remember that? What are your recollections
of
that?
Yeah, I do. I remember that really well, and it was a very long throwing session. I mean, I thought his arm was going to fall off. He threw so many balls that day, and he did have quite a large group of guys. And one of the things I was really impressed with was he took charge of it and ran the show and told him what to do, what routes he wanted. He had a plan. He executed it for us and did very well.
Even with this, all the the attention that's coming to this team with the success, is the offense still maintaining that edge that they had in the preseason to prove people wrong?
Well, that's what we keep talking about. You know, I mean, wasn't that long ago nobody thought we were any good. And so I've told all the guys that was nonsense then, and then all the praise and stuff you get now is nonsense too. All that matters is playing well against UCF on Saturday. You know, it sounds boring, but it's a one-game season. Go beat UCF and then see where you're at. And that's everything else is really not worth thinking about or paying any attention to.
By playing in Florida, does do you feel like it can give you guys a presence recruiting-wise in the future with having kind of a, hey, every couple of years we're going to be in your home backyard?
I think, you know, there's always been a player or two here from Florida over the years. I mean, back when I played, there was a few. Brian McKenzie was a teammate of mine from Florida. I don't think Florida will ever be like our, you know, backyard recruiting area, but I do think that, yeah, there's always a chance, and we've had enough players from Florida here that it's not outrageous. We have some kids from Atlanta, and we've got kids from all over, so I think it's, in this day and age, it's possible to get guys from anywhere.
Feels like, last question, Darius and Jake have developed quite the connection. What would you attribute that chemistry to?
It's reps. You know, a year ago we were all just a bunch of new guys learning a new system, and now you've got a year of working together. You're starting to see chemistry and execution develop across the whole offense. You're seeing things show up. That's things that happen in games where, as coaches, we say, okay, we've repped that so many times, and then it happens in that moment, and we're ready for it now. Where there was times in the past where a lot of things were happening for the first time, you know. And I just say it's just reps. Two good players getting a lot of reps together.